With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The federal government is accused of violating the charter rights of temporary foreign workers in a new class action. A Toronto lawyer filed it last month on behalf of a man from Jamaica and another from Grenada who worked in Leamington. It seeks $500 million for all current and former agricultural foreign workers going back to 2008. The suit alleges the government knew tying work permits to specific employers was racist and opened those workers up to abuse. It also states while workers paid into EI, they couldn't collect it, creating a $475 million revenue stream for the government. Listings were down, sales were down, but the average price to buy a home in Windsor Essex climbed more than 8% last month. The Windsor Essex County Association of Realtors says it was over $514,000. Sales dipped 11.3%, 226 properties changed hands, and listings were down 22%. It's out now, but a brush fire in the city forced some commuters to take a different route into work this morning. That was on Dougal Avenue between Eugenie Street West and Wyandotte Street West near the Dorwin Plaza. Firefighters arrived just after 4 and spent the next 3 hours knocking that down. Nobody was hurt, nearby buildings were safe, and there's no word how it started. Investigators into a collision between a Coast Guard plane and a Japanese airliner at an airport in Tokyo are focusing on what air traffic control said. The crash on Tuesday killed 5 people in the smaller plane headed to the earthquake zone on Japan's west coast. The Associated Press says it appears to have happened when the jetliner was landing, just as the Bombardier Dash 8 was getting ready to take off. A transcript of communications between air traffic controllers and the pilots showed the Dash 8 didn't have clearance to take off. 5 people died, but 379 people on the jetliner escaped. 103 people are dead, over 200 hurt, after 2 bombs exploded at a ceremony marking the death of an Iranian general. No one's claimed responsibility. The Associated Press says it happened in the city of Kerman. Long lineups of people were there to mark the 4th anniversary of the death of General Qasem Soleimani, who died in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq. The results are in. Windsor's Grow On campaign raised over $387,000 for local cancer services this year. Most of that will go to a stem cell transplant program. Donations are still coming in. The fundraiser has raised $5 million for the Windsor Regional Cancer Center over the years. The Spitfires host Flint tonight in OHL action. In the NHL, the Leafs have a late one on the West Coast against the Ducks. The Vipers host Strathroy and the 73s play in Wheatley. The NBA has the Raptors in Memphis and the Pistons in Utah. Cloudy and up to 3 today. We'll get flurries tonight. Windy, -4, feeling like -10. Sunshine tomorrow morning, sun and cloud in the afternoon, and 0. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.